Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast. Today we have a guest that I never thought we would have.
And I definitely do not think the Canceled Podcast audience is expecting Miss JoJo
Siwa. And it's such a surprise because it's like, first of all, today we have JoJo Siwa.
Oh, hi. I'm here.
Icon, living legend. I can't even describe you in a few words, and that's what I want to get into today.
It's one of my favorite things is like seeing what TV shows or articles or whatever will like describe me as. I did this award show and it was like JoJo Siwa, American dancer and author. I was like, valid.
Nailed it.
Sometimes honestly. It's like JoJo Siwa, social media sensation and pop star. I'm like, valid.
I swear to God, like she was just asking who our favorite guests are. Like you're up there. Because it's like, I DM'd you like 2 nights ago and I was like, will you come on Canceled?
Yeah.
And you were like, yes. And then you were like, how does like Sunday work? And I was like, there's no way. Like in 2 days.
Just immediate.
Like down. And it's just. Yeah. I think this is the perfect time for you to come on Canceled.
The thing is like, you know this. Like I've loved you for forever. And you've asked me to do a few things that like I've wanted to do.
Yeah.
One of them specifically I remember was a weed commercial. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about
that. You tried to get JoJo in a weed commercial.
I tried to get JoJo to be in the cannabis commercial smoking with me, but that's when I was just rogue.
No, that was really ambitious and I really admired that.
And at first second I was like, oh my God, this would be hilarious. Like, but then, like, obviously we both were like, no, you know what? It's not right.
It's too far.
Like, and then you were like, what if you were respectful about it too? And you were like, well, you could say something in it that's like, hey, this is bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we tried to find it and like.
But it was just
It just
far.
Never aligned. But now, you know, I'm crossing into like adult world. And, and now I'm okay to be an adult. Not that I wasn't before, but it's more just like I've been on my own timeline. And it's like now I can.
I think child
can
stardom
come on
is
Canceled
also
and hope for the best.
I told her she can cut anything out. I was like, I can't imagine being her and like pulling up in a rainbow fucking Lamborghini outside, like terrified. Like you can cut anything you want.
Nah, truthfully, I pulled up and I was like, finally, I can go.
I'm so motherfucking excited to have you on today. And I've known you literally forever. And that's why I'd always ask you things like that, because I've always known like how you are as a person, you know what I mean? But you kind of had to slowly ease into showing the world so much of that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I always, from a young age, have been very mature, very unsheltered, like very open to the world. And nothing that I ever did was fake or was forced or was somebody telling me what to do. I mean, like literally with YouTube, for example, like I came up with, created, filmed, edited, and uploaded it all myself. You know what I mean? And so it's like, nothing that I did was ever fake or phony or character, but I was young and I was 14 and I was working like a 37-year-old,
but I
was filming like a 12-year-old, you know what I mean? And so I was kind of all over the place age-wise, but now that I'm older, it's like, hey, here's a side of me that like is there that no one's seen yet. Enjoy.
Did you feel pressured? I feel like child stardom is such an interesting thing because it's like, the world wants to view you at this age, like on Dance Moms with a bow in your hair for way longer than that is who you are. Like Miley really struggled with that. Demi, all did, like so many child stars have struggled with that. Did you feel pressure to be a JoJo that you were no longer for a long time?
It's so strange because there was moments where I used to tell my mom, this is why child stars go crazy. And anytime I would say that, we would fix whatever the problem was that was
going
on.
She's awesome for that.
Yeah, my mom's the best.
I love your family.
She's my whole family. Yeah,
they're
all great.
Lit. They're so funny.
They're so funny. But my mom was always good about being like, okay, what's going on? What don't we like? And normally for me, it was there's something trying to be forced onto me. Because started off on reality TV when I was 9. That's where I got my start. And then I jumped to social media when I was, and like that became my main thing when I was 11, 12. And so I've never been like famous for being a character, you know? So like there was never a box that I was in. It was always like, let's just navigate growing up. You know what I mean?
You were saying that your mom was very good with that, which I'm so grateful for. I have such a, like, I know so many people who are child stars and like just fucked up shit happened to them. Like really, like I get chills every time thinking about it, like fucks with my head. On Dance Moms, did you see a lot of the other girls have moms that like did not move with the same values as yours?
I've seen a lot. I mean, I'm trying to think quickly on Dance Moms, like,
or just in the child
just
star
in
world.
General. Yes. Yeah. Like I've seen a lot of moms where I'm just like, oh, you're being what you think a stage mom should be.
Yeah, which
you
is know? Dark.
And I always say there's a difference between good crazy and bad crazy.
Yeah.
And listen, to be a child star, you do have to have parents that are driven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And are stage parents. Like it's, but there is a good crazy and there's a bad crazy. Tish Cyrus, Beyonce's mom, for example. Like, I'm sure Miley's mom, Tish, and I can't think of Beyonce's mom's name, but they're a good crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they're still driving their kids across the country to get them to an audition.
They're a damn
but they're
good
not
stage
like,
mom.
Yeah, but they're not like wear this, do this, be this.
But
right.
There are some bad stage moms. I don't wanna shit on anybody, but we've all seen people who have come out and have resented their parents, and it's tough. Like you just you see why. And I've had a lot of moments where I'm like, wow, if I didn't have a good family, this is why people go crazy in this position, because it's so hard. Like the world sees and knows everything, but nothing at the same time. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Your parents were so good with you, like coming out. I went to your pride party, and this is right after you came out. First of all, I have so many stories from that party. We were just talking about downstairs. You throw the best parties, and you always tell me, you're like, 48 hours ago, I decided to throw a party, and then they'll be like,
literally,
like a circus inside. And it's like, how did you get a circus?
We always call it shaking the fruit tree.
Yes, absolutely.
And we always say too, like, sometimes it's better to just plan it last minute. But But the Pride party specifically, it literally, I think it was June 1st. And I told my mom, I was like, what are we doing? We need to have a Pride party. It's my first Pride.
Yeah.
She's like, let's fucking do it. And all of a sudden, June 3rd, we had a Pride party.
How long did they know for before, like, how long did your parents know for?
My parents, so, okay, so go 2020, right?
Yeah.
Very late 2019, I met a best friend and I specifically like asked this best friend, I was like, I was 16, she was 15, and I was like, so how long have you known you were gay? And she was like, oh, I'm not, I'm straight, like I have a boyfriend. And I was like, oh no, you're gay, like come talk to me in 6 months, like you're like, she was like the only girl that I like ever knew she was gay. And so then she was like, what about you, are you gay? And I was like, no. And I was like, but like if I was ever to fall in love with a girl, like that'd be fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then 6 months later she came out to me as bisexual, and I literally straight up said to her, I was like, no, you're not, but we're getting warmer. I was like, try again in 6 more months. And then 6 more months later, I went on a family vacation.
Yeah.
And she was going to come.
Was it on a cruise ship?
It was not on a cruise ship. It was in Disney World.
JoJo has this thing where she, like, something insane, like, relationship-wise always happens to her on a cruise ship.
Always on
a
cruise ship. Always on a cruise ship and Disney World. Anyway, so we were going on a family vacation to Disney World. My mom was like, yo, you can bring a friend if you want. And I was like, okay, I want to see if this girl could come.
Same girl.
Same girl, yeah. Mm. And so I knew then she had, like, officially, like, come out to me and be like, hey, I think I really only do like girls, or I don't really know. And I was like, dude, you don't need to know. Like, it's totally fine. Then my parents asked me, they were like, what would you do if she tried to kiss you? Because we were best friends, but long distance best friends. And I was like, she would never do that. Like, got defensive of it. But in my head, I was like, I'd kind of like it.
So and do you think your parents knew before you?
Yeah.
Like, my mom said she knew before your friend.
Yeah. And then when we met up again, it was our first time seeing each other in a year. I literally, like, got in her car because she drove up, and I got in her car in the parking lot and was like, oh shit! Like,
and
I just like
felt a
I just like felt a feeling I'd never fallen before. I don't know. Jesus.
All of it.
And so I was like, uh oh. Then she asked me straight up. She was like, do you have a crush on anybody? And I was like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, you.
And she was like, who? And I wouldn't tell her because it was her, and I was embarrassed, and she was my best friend, and she would shit on me and I would shit on her. And so, like, in my head, there's no way she would ever like me.
Yeah.
So I played the whole I can't tell you game. And then she was like, well, is it a boy or a girl? She was the first person ever that I said I have a crush on a girl to. Aww. And so I admitted it to her that I had a crush on a girl. So 9 days later, I end up telling her that it's her. She says she has a crush on me. Whatever. We have a cute little night. It's fun. The next day, I have to say goodbye to her. Don't know when I'm going to see her again. We just confessed our love for each other. Like, what is this now? And so we're sobbing. I say goodbye to her. And then I literally get back. I get in the car with my family because I walked her to her car. I'm sobbing back in the car with my family to go to the airport. And my mom goes, you really like her, don't you? And I was like, I do. And my mom was like, do you like her as a friend or is more than a friend? And I was like, more than a friend. Oh, and my dad was like, so sick, sweet. No pregnancy scares. And that is how I came out to my parents.
They're so fucking,
they were on sick. Top of it.
They
that's
made
amazing.
It super, super easy for me.
God, I have so many questions for you. Like, that entire story just like evoked 75 yeah. questions.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
But I guess your parents are so supportive. I feel like your friends, your friend group, they're all so supportive.
Literally,
like, you're very
called
lucky.
Them Which, and saying I kissed a girl. That's how I told everybody.
And that's how you kind of came out,
that's
right?
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
To do it.
Yeah.
Like, so, it was a TikTok, right?
Yeah. So what happened was the Pride House, who Molly Gray is like the leader of, who I've known.
The dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've known
So
Molly.
You think.
She was on So You Think. Oh my gosh, come on, knowledge.
Yeah.
Get it. So I've known Molly since I was 8. Like, I've known her since before my first TV show. She's come into my studio, like, been close for forever. She has a TikTok group, and they came over, and we made a TikTok to the Ain't It Fun, Ain't It Fun, Ain't It Now You're One of Us. This was, like, a week after I had fallen in love with a girl. Like, they didn't know. I didn't tell anyone. I was still, like, didn't know how to come out to people, so I only came out to, like, super close people. So we did that TikTok, and then the world kind of speculated. Yeah. And the Pride House people, Molly, was like, oh, my God, we're, like, we're so sorry. Like, we don't want to push this on you. And I was like, no. I was like, it's true, so it's fine. I was like, but now I just got to figure out, like, how to navigate it, what I want to do. And because I wanted to come out to the world. I wasn't ashamed of it. I just didn't know how.
Yeah.
So then I made a TikTok to – I told my mom. I was like, I could either – tease it, confirm it, deny it. And I'm not denying it because it's true.
It.
Yeah.
I can tease with it and like see how it goes, or I can just straight up confirm it. So I decided to kind of test the waters. So I posted a video of me just like jamming out to Born This Way.
And that's then, what
wait,
it was.
I remember this
that.
So vividly.
So
like,
do
this
I.
was like a really important moment in
yeah.
history.
So
do I was in my kitchen. I like know where I was. I was literally in my kitchen.
Really?
I think I was eating grapes. Continue.
She's like engraved in your memory. Yeah. So then I posted that, and then the world kind of speculated more. And then like 2 days later, that same day, I had posted on my close friend's Instagram story to like tell like my like next extended group of friends. I posted that picture of me wearing the t-shirt, best gay cousin ever.
That, I remember that
and
too.
And I posted it on my
you're
close
so
friends.
Like, why do I remember the shirt?
I love it. I love it. And then like 3 days later, it was the middle of the night. I was on FaceTime with my girlfriend, and I wasn't getting good sleep at this time because I would just stay awake reading the internet, reading theories about myself.
Yeah. It's the worst.
And I told her, I was like, you know what? I want to post this. And on my, like, I want to tell the world. I want to just post this picture. And she was like, do it. And it was like 2 a.m. Perfect. And I was like, okay, sent. And that was it.
That's amazing. That's exactly how it should be. And it's so awesome to see that you had so much control over that. Like, you were in your bed and you're like, I'm going to post a selfie. It's not like a whole team.
Yeah. I like it how it just wasn't that big of a deal. It's like, okay.
Well, that's what's wild.
That's the problem with coming out. Like, I feel like people feel so pressured. Like, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And it should just be like,
I never like, and this is a thing too that we'll probably get into more, I'm sure, just as we talk about my life. But I never felt young growing up.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being 14 and being like, yeah, I'm 14. Like, I'm, this is like 14-year-olds should work. This is like how it is. Like,
it's
crazy. And like, same with 16, same with 17. And so, to me, when I was 17 coming out, I was like, yeah, I'm almost an adult. Like, this is normal. Now I look back, though, being 20, only 3 years older.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how I'm going to feel in three more years. But I look back at myself and I'm like, whoa, like to be a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
And to just go for it and to have no fear. I was like, I didn't understand at the time why people are like, whoa, like that was brave. Yeah. And like, I don't know, coming out is a brave thing.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't have to be.
Yeah.
It should just be a thing. You know what I mean?
Like, it is. You probably felt like just supported, though. I feel like a lot of people just don't feel like naturally supported.
Especially close to you, you know?
It's so weird because I did. And I was like, this is fucking incredible. Like the world had shown so much love, so much support. And then I read comments and it was the opposite.
Don't do that.
It was so, I remember vividly, I had like 52,000 comments in 24 hours. Like I had never, and it was like the first two scrolls were like my friends, was like press, was like other celebrities. And after that, it was, I kid you not, if it was 52,000 comments, it was 51,800 negative comments.
Saying what?
And I was just like, I'm never going to let my kid watch you again. I'm never going to buy a bow again. Like, burning all my child's bows.
Think about that, like all the conservative parents. That's sad as fuck.
That was a moment for me where I was like, oh. And then I realized, like, look, if somebody's not going to like me because on the 7th I was straight to their knowledge and on the 8th I was gay to their knowledge, like, look, I've been gay for the last 17 years at this point.
Yeah, like you didn't make this like major change overnight. Like,
and it's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not.
I think it's sick that you like doubled. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You just doubled down on it. A lot of people would have been scared in the face of adversity like that and kind of changing everything they know. And like a lot of people also just, you know, they'd want the money over there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you really stayed true to who you are and everything.
Yeah, and that's, I was like, if somebody's going to go away because I'm happy, then I don't want them to like me anyways. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's hard because then I'm thinking about all these little kids now that their mom is telling them they can't like me because...
Son. You know what I mean? That's not your pressure. That's not your journey. That's, you know what I mean? You can't hold the whole world in your hands.
Yeah.
You were like about, not six, nine, I guess is when you started. But you were about to have a fucking, not even 9 to 5. How much were you working every day?
Were you 9 when you started?
So I did my first TV show when I was 9. Dance Moms was very regulated. So while I was on Dance Moms, there's child labor laws that are put in action. We'd do school from 8 to 11. We'd eat from 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, we'd eat from 11 to 12. We'd film from 12 to 4. We'd have classes for just regular dance from 4 till 10. We'd repeat it the next day.
Yeah, but 4 filming, till 10 is crazy.
Yeah. That's just the dance world, though. But like that's
you do that
that's
as a
not
dancer,
on camera.
Whether
you just do that
on
as a
dance
dancer.
Moms or not, yeah.
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 But then once I jumped to social media, I mean, it was all me. So I would take 2 hours to film a video, 2 hours to edit a video, 2 hours to psychoanalyze if my thumbnail was doing good or not. And I would some nights stay up and keep refreshing videos to see if in the 60 minute it's going to boost up. And if it's not, I'm going to make a new thumbnail. And I'm going to. So there was days, I mean, where I would work myself.
Yeah.
Fucking 16 hours.
Do you think that affected you like mentally at all? Like obviously it was your choice. Like you were scared of saying my parents weren't. And I remember even at like 15, like I was so passionate about it that I would do shit like that.
Yeah.
But like, do you think that it affected you over time to care about numbers and care about weird shit like too much?
There was one night, I'll never forget it. We were in New York. We were at the Marriott painting the picture. And I was maybe 14. I would say 14, maybe 13. And I was obsessing over a thumbnail with numbers. And my mom had never taken anything away from me. She never took my phone. She'd always joke about it. Like, oh, I'll take your phone. And I was like, do it. Then I don't get to work for 3 days. Like, I would always, like, make shit of it. And I was obsessing over a thumbnail. And the video wasn't hitting. And I was proud of the video. And, like, you know when you, like, had a video and you're like, it's going to hit.
It's a hard feeling.
And then it just doesn't.
It's a hard feeling.
New thumbnail. I probably had made, like, honestly, 8 new thumbnails. Just, like, refreshing to watch the 60 seconds to see if it would get 1,000 more, like crazy. And my mom literally walked up to me, slammed my laptop and took it. And she was like, you're done. She was like, it's midnight. I had to be awake in the morning. And she was like, you have to be awake in the morning. We're not going to obsess over numbers like this. And I was like, no, but you don't understand. Like, I need to. And she was like, no, I do understand. And I'm your mom and I've never done this, but I'm going to do it now. You're done. And I was
good
like,
that's a really, that's like really positive. That's really, like that's really, so not really true for parenting. So many people.
Yeah.
You just said Marriott, and it evoked 83 questions because you're JoJo Siwa. When did you know you were rich? You become rich? Now, I can't even. I say it undeniably.
Rich as fuck. When did you know you were rich as fuck?
Like, I just say that to her. She's so fucking humble. Don't even get me started on how humble JoJo is. So I'm not saying it like she acts like it, but it's like the house, the car, like, you're fucking loaded, bitch, as you should be. When did you know? Did your parents let you know? When did you, you know, just everything I want
to
know.
I'm trying to think if there was like a specific moment where I was like, oh, truthfully, I won't lie. Literally like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Baby, you have a Lamborghini. I found out
how much like we had saved.
She's in her Lamborghini. She like sees a Prius. She's like, damn.
She's like, it's good out here.
No, like 2 weeks ago, I like finally processed. Cause okay, so I had a Coogan account.
Okay.
And oh my God,
so many questions.
Yeah, Coogan account takes 15% of every penny you make while you're a child, and it has to go in there, labor laws of California.
Yeah.
And so my biggest financial income was consistently my YouTube. And so like I would see that come in every month, but then my like big like chunkers were I made up a word today, platonism.
I love platonism.
I love platonism. That's my new word.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, platonism.
I make up words on this podcast every week. Yeah, and then there's like 80 tweets about how stupid I am.
Canceled dictionary.
and so my merchandising. Mm. When those checks would come in, like, whatever.
Like, you knew the Bows were bringing in the dough.
Yeah, and then I got my...
I'm sorry to cut you off, but does the Coogan apply to, like, those situations? Or
Everything.
Oh, okay.
So even everything. Your YouTube,
and then
everything.
Lots of, like, fucked up parents take their kids' Coogan accounts. Like, I know
Like, Jeanette McCurdy's mom.
No, they can't. So that's why they invented Coogan accounts. Because it's the opposite. They would take their money... And then they were left with nothing.
But wait, wasn't it Jeanette McCurdy said that her mom never like properly filled out the paperwork?
That also happened.
That's
It never. She never set it up properly. She didn't. Her mom got all the money.
I mean, that's why that's there to try to protect you. Yeah. But some parents are just shady. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I turned 18, I had to go and get the Coogan account, and transfer all the money. But we didn't for a minute. We waited till I was probably 19 and a half. We just did all the paperwork because it's a process. Mm. And once I was able to process, like, oh, this is 15%, add 85% of what this is, and that's that number, from 9 to 18, blew my mind. Like, that was, damn hard work, but so worth it. Giving up childhood, so worth it. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't know. I always say, like, now, like, I'm able to do things for others. I'm able to treat others. I'm able to take people on vacation.
And you're set for life.
Because I worked so hard.
So you get to do what you want to do now.
Yeah, like, you were saying downstairs, that's your dream. Like, you love to be able to do those kinds of things.
Yeah, I do.
When you were, like, 13 and the Bows are on sale, like, did you know at that point how much it was making? Or were you kind of, like, also, like, your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, did you grow up? I have so many questions.
No, yeah. My family grew up healthy. We didn't grow up, we weren't rich. We were... middle class, my dad was a chiropractor, so he had a great job. My mom owned a dance studio, so she had a great job. My brother went to private school. I was homeschooled. We had a very nice, comfortable life. But then, like, there was a point in time where, while I was on Dance Moms, you know, we got there and my mom dropped everything, left the studio. My dad and brother stayed in Nebraska, and we got my first check for being on Dance Moms, and we were like, no, like, we can't live off of this for what we're doing. And like, it wasn't us being shady. It was a very, very, or greedy, I guess is a better word. It wasn't us being greedy. It was a very small check. And it was like, we were like, we literally can't do this.
Yeah.
And
you don't know that enough that like, especially pilot beginning season, you're making no money.
You're making nothing and you got to put your time in. And then we did, we made it work. We put our time in and it ended up being good. But then, you know, there was times where we were living in an apartment and it was me and my mom, one bedroom. We turned the living room into my bedroom. My clothes was stored in the kitchen cabinets. Yeah. Like, not to say that, like, we struggled. I mean, we were always blessed. Yeah. We always had food on our table. But, like, I think people think that, like, I just got everything handed to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, nah, there was never a point in time where it was, like, yeah, honey, do whatever you want. Like, mommy and daddy got you. Abby used to say that, like, daddy works on the weekend, so you can do whatever you want. And I'd be like, nah, like, my dad works hard for a house payment. Like,
were you always, like, because that's such a, she's sassy. Abby Lee Miller, that's a nice way of putting it. You know what I mean?
Funny.
But she fucking talks, like, and you were one of the only ones who would kind of talk back to her and, like, be like, you know, like, stand up for yourself. Did that ever affect you, though, like, the yelling and the shit that she said?
You know, it's interesting because yes and no. Like, once I went into Dance Moms being a fan of Dance Moms.
Yeah.
And, like, number one fan, still am. Like, I literally watch Dance Moms every day.
I watch it a lot, too. It's a great show.
I fucking love it. Like, I'm obsessed with that show. And so I knew what I was getting myself into. And I'll never forget, it was, like, week, maybe, like, two or three. Because it was when I started to be on the pyramid, so it was further in. And my mom was like, God, I just hate that you're always on the fucking bottom of the pyramid. And I would be like, dude, I literally told my mom, I was like, the people at the bottom get the TV time. The people at the top, congratulations, you're on top. That's it.
Yeah.
If you're on the bottom, then your mom fights with Abby and then you get more TV time.
You've always been an adult.
Yeah. And I.
She's a genius.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was good if you, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
and like, you're cool with Abby now. Yeah.
Yeah, I always try to remember where I came from. Like, and I always would tell myself, like, Abby's just doing her job too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
And like, that's the dance, like, that's just how the dance community is.
Yes. Dance teachers are not typically nice. Like, there are some nice dance teachers, but like, Jenna is my fucking best friend in the world. Like, she is the sweetest angel in the world.
God, I wish we talked about each other like that, bro.
We do.
We're like this slut I have a podcast with. Like, we're just funny about it.
Her and I used to laugh because she was my partner on Dancing with the Stars. So she is like my most recent like main dance teacher. You know what I mean? And we would laugh because every Friday I would have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
And it was never her being mean to me. She was always so fucking nice to me, even when I was being a shit and didn't deserve to be nice to her. Like, and I needed to be told to get my act together. She, like, I just always, as a dancer, put so much pressure on myself. You know what I mean? That, like, that's just how it is as a dancer, you know?
I mean, I guess everyone took it differently, you know what I mean? Because other people obviously don't like Abby now, right?
Yeah. Or like, it's a thing. I guess
it's just different.
She speaks really highly of JoJo. Like, I feel like I saw her saying later on, like, she's been so successful. I'm so proud of her.
That's the thing. Like, I know that I would not be where I am today without Abby, without Dance Moms, without those producers. Like, if I could go back in time, I would do it all over again, you know?
That's a flex.
There are most people that have gone through the Dance Moms ring have come out and been like, fuck that. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I'm a firm believer of, like, remember where you came from. And that's not to say that they're wrong for how they're treating it.
You validate their feelings.
Yeah, it's so true, too, for, like, all of reality TV. Because if you think about anyone who's come out of, like, The Hills or something, everybody has so much shit to talk about, like, the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you have everything you have now because of the show. And it might have been a horrible experience for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't.
And I do think, like, Maddie and, I mean, Kenzie especially. Kenzie was 6 when she started. And so, like, she didn't know what she was getting herself into. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, Maddie.
And that's all on the parenting.
It was another good mom, though. Yeah. She let them stop when they wanted to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Like, I think Maddie and Kenzie, when their contract was up, that's when they left. Mm-hmm. And I could be very, very wrong on that. So don't hold me to that. But there was a lot of Dance Moms, I will say, you could leave at any point in time. There was a set psychiatrist. And at any point in time, if you, the kids on the show, she would always say, when you want out, tell me.
Yeah.
I can get you out. And so, like, we always had that.
That's crazy. That's good.
But in the moment, you didn't want to. You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't. Oh, I'm fucking 9 on a show. I'd be like, let me go.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You know what I really want to talk about really quickly?
Give it to me.
Because I don't know if you've ever talked about it on a podcast. Ooh. And maybe you have, and maybe you have, I don't know. I grew up on Full House.
I love Full House.
And I was rocking with DJ Tanner, okay?
But now you ain't?
She's the only person who ever has like publicly detested you coming out, right, or no?
Even before I came out, Jody Sweden has always been so sweet to me. Andrea Barber's always been Stephanie, so sweet, right? To me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stephanie, Kimmy, Joey, Danny, bless Bob Saget, and John Stamos, Uncle Jesse, always so kind to me.
Yeah, Olivia, the fact that you know all of those people, I guess, is insane.
Yeah.
I guess Aunt Becky was busy.
Well, no, I was just about to say.
Aunt Becky,
who was Lori Loughlin, was Olivia Jade. Her daughter was on my season of Dancing with the Stars. She was always so kind to me.
Love Olivia Jade.
Yeah, love Olivia. So sweet. Candace has a wee of a homophobic past, and that's okay.
A wee.
Just a wee. It is what it is. And anyway, so I had an experience with her when I was 11 at the Fuller House premiere where she was not nice to me.
To your face.
To my face, yeah. So I...
Can I ask how?
Yes, yes. So look, it's going to sound like I'm being dramatic, but put yourself in my shoes.
You're talking to me. So, no bets are off. All bets are off.
So everyone was so nice. I was 11. Baby, I loved Full House my whole life. Like, it's my safety show. I watch it before I fall asleep. Like, I love it. And I go up to her, and I've talked to everybody that whole night. Everybody knew who I was, yada, yada, yada. I go up to her. I'm like, hi, can I take a picture with you? I love you. She says, no. Fine. Like, I don't care. I get it. Like, I've also, like, been there.
Fucking bitch.
I understand. I've never said no to a picture, but, like, I can understand why people do sometimes. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, no worries. And she was like, maybe later. And I was like, that's fine. Turn around. And then within like 3 seconds, I turned back around and she was taking pictures with other kids. And so it was really like, I was hurt as an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
So anyways, cut
at 11, like, I would have literally carried shattered. That with me to my grave.
Yes. So shattered. She was the only person that's ever said no to me. And then it wasn't that she said no, but to taking a picture with me. People have said no to me, but like said no to taking a picture with me to my face. And then turned around and did it with other people. Yeah.
You know that's happened to me.
So then cut to a few years later, like a year, 2 years ago, I did a TikTok where it was like the trend to like flash your phone and like show like I have a crush on this person. Yeah. I don't like this person. So I did that and I said rudest celebrity that I've ever met was her. Blew up on the internet and I was like, fucking hell. Like,
and people could see it.
People paused it to figure out it was her. You couldn't.
I wanted on it.
Then they compared the silhouettes and like it was obvious and I was like, fuck me, right? So anyways, it got really public. We have mutual friends. So she reached out through our mutual friends. We had a phone call. She asked me to make a statement. I was like, nah, I'm not going to make a statement. But if you do, like, I'll reply to it, clear the air. And so I did. And I did regret posting what I posted because I was like, neither of us deserved the internet hate because all her people came at me. All my people went at her. And I was like, that's just, we don't need it. You know what I mean?
But shit like that happens. I mean, it happens to me all the time where you just do something and you don't think it's going to be.
And I'm
like,
literally.
This is a fun trend and kind of forget like how big it 19. Really is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm going to do shit that's wrong. And if that's the worst thing that's wrong that I do, which probably is the worst thing that I've done.
Good for you. That's a win. A win is a win.
A win is a win. Anyways, so then it comes out a few months later that she started talking some pretty homophobic things. A few things came out about her privately that I know about. And I was just like, duh. Like, we cleared the air. Like, I got a family of people that I got to stand up for. Like, yeah. So I called her out again. And I just was like, you know what? She said some pretty, really bad stuff about the LGBTQ community. And I was just like, all right, we're never going to agree. We're never going to be friends.
Yeah. And you tried. Like, you tried to make it right and give her a second chance to be good.
And, like, I do think she has a really unique platform where her following is very religious. She has a platform where she is able to have such a religious following that she could be like, hey, this is okay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, that's what I mean.
Like, it's, and she does quite the opposite. She makes it worse. And they value
what she says, so it could be like really beneficial.
It could be
like,
super, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just
I really love that about you, though. Like, in so many situations, like, even then, everything you've been saying, like, you could have done something easier. Mm-hmm. And you did, like, the right thing that was hard with, like, such bravery. And I just respect the shit out of it. I'm not going to lie.
I try, man. I try to be brave.
You really, really fucking are. And you always have been. I've known you for so fucking long. And it's just, it's awesome to see you.
The first time we met.
Can I please tell the story?
Yes, because I know what story you're about to tell, but I can't picture like my age. I can't picture when. So give it to me in as much detail.
I was either 17 or 18. And we're like 4.5 years apart.
So I would have been like 14.
I don't even think you want me to 13.
Oh, no.
I think I was 17. I was at VidCon. And not supposed to be there. You were definitely a featured creator. I definitely wasn't, but I was in the fucking featured creator area. And I think I met your mom or your family member, someone who was with you first. And I was with my manager and we were just talking, whatever. And I think it was your mom. And I think she was like, my daughter loves you, like whatever, like was talking to me, whatever. She was like, and your parents have always kind of let you figure the world out on your own. Like, yeah. You don't even know. Like, if our daughter's going to be so fucking famous, exposed to the whole world, like, I'd rather her see some shit and teach her the right way than act like the world doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So you had stumbled across my videos. And I'm standing with these, like, ropes. Like, VIP. We're inside of, like, VIP ropes, right? And I see JoJo. I think you did a cartwheel. And you're, like, down. You're down the hall from, like, me talking to your mom. And you see that I'm talking to her. And you start charging at me, my manager, and your mom. And I swear to God, I think you did some type of like trick, like a cartwheel, like some type of thing.
No,
and you hop this rope and you come up to me and you go, you're a and we're in the middle of this VidCon fucking room. And everyone's heads just turned. That's the first thing she says to me. She's like, I saw that video and I think you're so funny. And your mom was like this, and I was like, I don't even think I said anything. She knew about the Bible. Okay.
In my defense, at that age.
I'm sorry.
No. Because it's hilarious. I didn't know what that meant at all.
And I think I said nothing.
Your mom was
I wasn't about to.
My mom probably didn't know. Yeah, you know at all.
And I think I said nothing back because I was just like, I didn't know. I don't know if you knew either, you know, and I wasn't about to be like, you're back to you. Like, you know what I mean? And then we didn't, at that time, like, you were way younger and I was like 17 or whatever. And I don't think we actually became like real, real friends until I was probably like 19 or 20. You were a little bit older and I just started seeing you at events and I love your whole family. So I'd met your brother like a million times at this point. So.
Oh my God. My brother met, like, I think y'all were at Playlist Live together. Yes. My brother was like, I met Tana. We're going to become great friends.
Honestly, I fucking love him. I really, really, awesome. Really do. And then. Yeah, over time, then I just started coming to your parties and, like, just different stuff like that. I don't really know how it, like,
just escalated. Yeah.
Or
I remember seeing you at Whore Nights.
Oh, yes.
And, like, that was the first time that I, like...
Whore Nights. I was like, sounds on brand. Yeah.
Practically. For Tana, it was. I'm just kidding.
I was a whore that night. I actually remember I was with an embarrassing-ass TikToker. I don't even want to say it. Anyways. So embarrassing.
I think I remember you were with...
We're talking about God-loving motherfuckers. Anyways.
Anyways, yeah, I remember that night, like, I felt like I was able to go up to you and be, like, not a friend, but, like, I felt like, oh, I'm not just a fan of this girl anymore. Yeah. Like, she's, like, we're, like, a homie.
Because we freaked out seeing each other. I was like,
excited. We were excited to see each other.
And then time just went on, and you've always been... So
and then Tana asked me to do a weed commercial.
Yeah, no, imagine that's like
boy
the whole
did
thing.
She.
But you are just like so welcoming. I think that was really cool because even just all of the events and parties and shit that you've had, you wanting me there always meant a lot to me because I was like, listen, I'm not this girl's brand. You know what I mean? And then after you came out and stuff, and were you know finding your adulthood, we found more common ground and stuff because it's. I was like, yes, you're being you, and like I'm so proud of you, shit like that.
I think too, like even though you were never. My brand, like, I mean, that's we never had the same demographic is a better way to put it.
Yeah.
But then like meeting you in person and like just like over the 4 minutes that we would hang out at a time over the course of 6 years, probably three times, you know what I mean? We had very similar vibe, personality, values. Yeah. Not that what we were putting out into the world was fake, but at some point it's like, you just kind of can have a conversation with somebody and it vibes or it doesn't.
And
you know?
Both of us also, I feel like, have the type of brand where people assume we are only what they see.
Yeah.
You know, like that I'm only crazy and I'm only rogue you and you're all,
I'm just kidding.
And you're all bows and glitter and sunshine. Yeah. And in reality, like, you can be like real and super chill. Yeah. And I can not be a demon. Like, you know, so we can relate on certain things, which is good. And I was always surprised too that, like, You keep up with all the drama side of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I did back in the day. Now, I'm a mess. Now, like, I know nothing. I just did a show. I don't know if y'all watch Vanderpump.
I love
You Vanderpump. Love Vanderpump. So I just did Special Forces with Tom Sandoval.
Okay.
And
isn't he in the midst of, like...
He is in the midst of, like, the biggest cancellation in the world. Really. And I know...
What did he do? Like, the girl wore a shirt. Like, he told her not to wear the shirt when she had the sex, and then she released shirts, or that's...
I mean, I love that
scandal.
That's,
like, such a tiny little thing, but basically he was, like, with somebody for, like, 7 years, and he was sleeping with her best friend the whole time. And
I knew that.
And then he said, you kept your shirt on during sex, and that's where the shirt thing came from.
Okay.
Beats me, all of it.
Yeah.
And so, like, there was moments when we would be together, because how Special Forces is you are together for up to 8 days. I can't say how long I was there for. But you can quit at any point, but it is 24 hours on camera, but there's no producer, director, cameraman around. It's all pretty much robo. You sleep in, like, accommodations that are not beds. I mean, it's two metal things. You're in the same room as big as this with each other. Like, it's military training, basically. Okay. So it's very real. I
would die.
You would not last 24 hours. I love you so much. You would never make it.
I don't
it.
Think I'd last 20 minutes. Like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's very intense.
So what is that? Can you talk about what that entails? Like, things you did?
Yeah. So I can talk about things that have been, like, in the trailers. There's so many wild challenges, tasks. Every day would do, I can't talk about how many we would do a day, but so just some of the challenges. There was this one that they love airing. It's, we called it the Ternasium. But basically it's like two ladders and you have to walk across them, like kind of waddle like a baby across them. And you're on, there's just 300 feet below you and you have to make it across or fall. And it's wobbly. I mean, you're roped in and, like, you're going to free fall for 3 seconds and then the rope will stop you and then they have to drag you back up. There was one where you had to army crawl across a singular rope across two mountain peaks. Again, 300 feet up.
I'm watching this.
Underwater helicopter submersion. We were in New Zealand filming, so it was freezing cold. And the helicopter lowers you to the point where the pressure starts to collapse and it's freezing water, so you start to hyperventilate. And you have to wait till the helicopter lands at the bottom and then you have to get yourself out. And I mean, it's changed my life. Jojo? It's what?
What did you say?
So do you have a death wish? Like, why would you put yourself through that?
We had a
submarine vibes.
Yeah. There's so much soon. That went. I mean, there is. Have y'all seen the trailer for it?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, I want to show you the trailer.
Wait, I want to see.
Because it'll put a lot into perspective. Like, you'll be like, oh, shit.
I'm going to do it on the phone, Jojo. Sorry, we're poor.
No. No, you're not.
We'll insert it, though. It'll be
coming out on this course. The cold's going to be the great equalizer.
What?
This is far beyond anything I'm about to experience in my life.
Why are you here?
The whole country's pissed off at me.
She made it sound like it was a Tuesday.
Few of you, if any, will remain at the end of this course.
I want to see what I'm capable of doing.
Yeah.
This is going to be challenging.
I can't imagine the tea you got on set with all of them.
I can't do it.
And emotionally.
What's on your heart right now, my man?
My daughter drowned in our neighbor's pool. I guess. I want clarity.
I can't believe that. I just wish I could.
He was stronger first.
You've come to the right place.
It's gonna be a big drop. Hope you prepare for this.
Do the scale of building.
As much hard times as there is here, there's also a lot of accomplishment.
Thank you.
I'd give to go to dinner with my family.
JoJo.
When does this air?
Holy September 25th. I'm so excited. That's my like fucking. That's I know. My show. Like that's so my kind of show.
Yeah. We're binge watching.
You should.
That.
We're gonna have every week. We're gonna have a party. Not the first week, but every week at my house. We're gonna do a watch party.
Any excuse to just go to your fucking house. Your house is a museum.
It's like pretty gnarly.
You know someone has really made it as like a, I was gonna say in the beginning when I was trying to think of what to call you like. It's not the only word, but it's one of them. Like, you are an enterprise.
Thank you.
Like, and obviously also a singer, entrepreneur, talented dancer, all of it. But I'm just saying you are. And you know someone has made it to that level of, like, A-list. They're an enterprise. When you go to their house and shit is in glass boxes and mannequins. And
we got rid of the mannequin cases.
I wish you never did. I think I took 500 photos last time I was at your house. Like, I just felt like I was. I love Trisha Paytas's house is like that, too. Like, certain people just.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton. Like, just certain people have houses.
They're
where
so, like branded like themselves
and they yeah. keep everything, which I think is so cool. It's something I definitely yeah. regret like not doing, but
keeping everything yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So you were just saying to us off camera, you have a place here that you kind of use as storage. Have you kept everything?
Everything.
JoJo archives.
Everything. I have every costume. I have like all my tour props. I have everything.
Your kids one day are going to have the sickest life.
I want kids tomorrow. I want kids immediately.
I was telling JoJo, like, I never will have a guest and be like, will you FaceTime my friend? Because if it's like my grown-ass friends and they're asking me and they're excited about a guest, I'm like, fucking fuck off. But I asked you nervously because you're the first time I've ever asked someone. Ari's like little sister nervous. Is like 10 and she loves you. And we just called her and she had a JoJo boat
on. She's eight.
Oh, she's eight.
Precious.
And your interaction with her was so good. You've had so much training, meeting kids your whole life as a kid and not like, and with kids.
Yeah, you know? I've kind of learned how to talk to somebody while they don't talk to you.
Yeah.
And it's been able to be a really great thing because sometimes I talk to kids who physically can't talk back to me. You know, like I've done a lot with Make-A-Wish where some kids physically cannot speak. And it's interesting to like learn. I've really learned how to read a kid and how to, once I find that thing that makes them smile, like keep going at it. You know what I mean? And once I find what they're interested in, like I asked her if she was in second grade and she was like, no. I went to the mall today, you know what I mean? But if she'd been like, yeah, I'm in second grade, I'd be like, oh, what's your favorite subject in school? You know what I mean? Like, you'd keep going on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love little babies. I think they're awesome. I think they make the world a better place. And I can't wait to bring a bunch of them into the world.
I can't wait. Your kids really are going to have the sickest cool life.
They're going to have a fun life. Do you find that, like, your audience now is, do you think it's still, like, very young demographic? Or do you think they've kind of grown with you a bit?
A little bit of both. So I kind of have an all-over-the-place demographic. It's really confusing. So I have, like, the little littles now. Like, one of my best friends, baby, is always like, I want JoJo Boba Shosho. And they're not even two yet. You know what I mean?
Yesterday, I was like, JoJo with the butt.
And then there's like the like 8-year-olds who are like into it, like into like hold the drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like into the bows, into the slime, into the YouTube videos. Then there's like the 14-year-olds that were 8, you know, 6 years ago. And they like kind of grew up with me. And then there's like the 17-year-olds who are like the Dance Moms fan base now, like that's just watching Dance Moms. And then there's like the 25-year-olds who liked Dance Moms back in the day. You know what I mean?
Holy
it's like
shit.
And I feel like you probably have like the whole gay community now. It's like gay icon.
It's crazy. Yeah. There's like it just it's so growing and it's I don't understand either myself how it gets younger, but it's cuz I mean YouTube's out there for forever.
Exists. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the first. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're an anomaly.
Everyone before me was, Miley, and she had Hannah Montana, and then Hannah went away, and she became Miley. Yeah. You know, Demi had Sunny with a Chance, and then that all went away, and Camp Rock went away, and now she's Demi. You know what I mean? They're Demi.
They wanted to like eliminate it though.
Yeah,
I feel like I think you're just back with to it. She now. By the way,
I believe so too. Yeah.
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 I don't know. Why did I say that?
Any other way.
It's okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Because
go ahead
she and said Demi Lovato. Yeah, like, and then I said she and they.
I felt
they,
like this whole conversation was going to be
Demi's
hard to navigate.
Demi's also just, I mean, Demi's an icon. Fucking coolest. Yeah. Awesome. Absolutely awesome human. The nice human. Ever. Awesome. Anyways, I don't remember what I was talking about because ADHD is really, really high gear. But.
That was us too.
The demographic.
Yeah, the demographic. It's younger and younger. Like Boomerang, you'll love this because, like, you know, YouTube numbers. Boomerang was released. Oh, I hate doing this to myself. 7 years ago. Almost eight.
God, you're so old.
Like fucking 20.
But when you think about it, like seven, like think about like a whole 7-year-old child. Like,
yeah, that's huge.
That's like grown. You know what I mean? Yeah. So Boomerang 7 years ago and it still gets about 200,000 views a day. Yeah.
She's so rich. It's all I can take
get
from it.
Get out of here.
It's, a day.
And the touring. I didn't even talk about that. Like, was touring harder than Dance Moms?
I love tour so much. Yeah. Like, being on tour is my favorite thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine your bus. It's probably, the bus probably talks to you on some Elon Musk.
We call it the Four Seasons on wheels.
I can't imagine.
The Ritz on wheels.
Just JoJo on the side all over.
I wanted to wrap my bus and they wouldn't let me for security because I was still a kid.
Well,
and,
yeah, that's probably pretty
valid. We got to wrap a truck. We wrapped a truck instead. Okay. But yeah, no, I mean, my tour was wild. We did 134 shows.
And
I got
doing
a
arenas.
Tattoo devoted to it.
You did like stadiums, arenas,
I
right?
did arenas, yeah. I, you know the O2 Arena in London?
Yes.
I became the youngest person to ever headline and sell out the O2 Arena in London.
Look at my goosebumps. You can see them from here. That is so insane.
It's crazy.
That is, God, oh my God.
That's like, for anybody who wouldn't know the O2, that's like comparable to Madison Square Garden here or the Staples Center.
That is so insane.
Like the like big arena there.
I can't, what's that feeling when you walk out to the O2 Arena and it's sold out and you're how old?
I was 16.
Holy fuck.
I was a baby.
And you're just so normal now. I would have been off my rocker.
Oh my God.
Like it would have been over for me already.
Yeah.
Yeah. The feeling on stage never gets old and every crowd is different. It's wild. And there's similarities, but every crowd is different. Every crowd is unique.
Me agreeing like I'm ever going to play an arena.
Get out of here. But you know, like,
don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
I think I'm for the O2 Arena. Don't want this.
Yes, they do.
You kill me. Continue. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like I can't be nervous when I'm on stage. I can't mess up when I'm on stage. Like, it just feels so comfortable. It's it's the strangest feeling. And it just feels like the ability that I can go like this and they'll scream. Like,
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's the most love you ever feel. And we always just talk about like the tangibility of it. Like you see the numbers online, but when it wasn't me. Someone else is making words up. I love it. But like actually seeing the faces and the numbers and the seeing it in person is just the craziest feeling. And with you, it's probably nuts too because every kid's got a bow on and a t-shirt and an arm warmer. Like,
I started the whole wearing a costume thing to the concert. Every little child came dressed as me. Every single one of them. Yeah.
She started Eras Tour.
I started that. Every kid came in a JoJo outfit with a JoJo bow.
I almost came today, JoJo.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing. I feel like now people are going to come to like my new music concerts as old JoJo. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here for it.
It's just an iconic forever thing. You know what I mean?
And I think like all...
If Britney Spears had an arena concert tomorrow, people would come as Hit Me Baby One More Time. So it's just, you're an icon. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And
I think like I'll let that part of me live for forever. Like there will be some sort of tribute to old me. I toured around this idea of like when I go out on an adult music tour to do... I mean, I think I'll always perform Boomerang. I feel like that's like my...
Yeah.
My baby. But then like...
And I like that you don't resent it. Like, you're down.
No, not at all.
It's cool.
Then, I mean, I have 20-something other songs.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking, like, it might be kind of fun how, like, Taylor has her surprise songs that she does to do that. But, like, which baby JoJo song will I sing that night?
Yeah.
And just do a different one every night.
And as your voice matures, like, doing, like, a slowed-down rendition
like a
of something that was, like...
an old song.
Yep. Yeah. Which is really cool. I can't wait to go to the show, personally. Like, I'm so excited.
Oh, it's gonna be so fun.
Back to everyone wearing everything and all of that type of stuff. The reason why I actually had you on the podcast is because I saw you on, I don't know his name, one of the David Dobrik adjacents. What's, you were just on his podcast.
Yeah, Joe.
Joe.
Literally today.
I saw that. That's why I DM'd you. I was like, oh, she's doing some podcasts. Let's yeah. see. You know, I'm reaching for the stars here, just like the weed commercial. Let's see if she'll do canceled. And I know you're, I might just make you repeat yourself, but I want to know and talk about it right now. How many SKUs of different JoJo products are there?
Oh my God. I wish I knew that answer. I know of Bose, there's something like, I know it's with an eight. There's either 800 or 8,000 different styles of Bose.
Just
Bose. Bose. I think it's 8,000 of just Bose, different ribbons, different sizes, different shape. Like,
just, will you give me the quick bullet point rundown of everything that JoJo Siwa
like products?
Sells? Yes.
So it's easiest to do categories. So there's,
yeah, there's no, yeah, way no,
that's
products.
What I mean. That's yeah. I mean. So there's apparel, accessories, bedding, home goods, food and beverage, toys, electronics, books, like DVDs, CDs,
party shit,
party supplies, shit. Yeah. Cosmetics, shoes, I guess that'd be an apparel. There's literally
somebody did like a house tour. I forget what it was, but I saw a house tour where they like you have like a room.
Yep.
And it's like all the different kinds. It's like yep. a JoJo store.
Yep.
Yes. Like,
we used to.
Oh, maybe it was Northwest.
We used to play this like game of like name a product and yeah. like I can tell you if I have it or not. And like people would name all these random products and I.
We're like Band-Aids. She's like, yes. yeah.
Cookware.
Fuck, JoJo.
Cookware.
Yes. I have like plates and forks, like little kids sets.
Hairbrush.
Yes.
Duh. Toothbrush. Yes. Duh.
Singing and not singing.
I'm like, shit,
singing
I have it.
All I know is I heard for 6 years on a microphone, I'm going to get hot like some of the boomerangs.
I'm going to come back like a boomerang.
For 6 years straight.
That is so, so
God, that's so cool. And it's so, just going to be forever and ever and ever. And your kids are going
to
be like, what
you
the
can't
fuck?
Go to Walmart yeah. or a Target without seeing your face.
Nah, you know who it sucks for is my exes.
Oh, that's my
the biggest
God.
Flex and the most thing ever. Sorry. Sorry. I know this is it family is. Friendly.
No.
That is so, that's like my dream.
I'm very, my first ex, I'm very good friends with yet. Mm. And I always, she's a great human. I feel very inclined to speak highly of her.
Yeah.
There's a good way to put it. I just couldn't figure out those words. But like we joke around all the time. She's like, damn, I can't go to Target. She's like, I cannot go to Target without seeing your face.
I would cry. And
yeah, that we're able to hysterical. Laugh about it.
It's the most yeah, iconic being thing ever. JoJo in that situation, lit. 10 out of 10 would recommend being anyone else in that situation. Oh my God. And I would be the person that wouldn't be the person in Target. You know, I would get the shit into that stick for sure. Speaking very highly of your first ex, I don't know about this to this day. I know you made a TikTok where it was like you were talking about one of your exes, like they just wanted the views. They used yes. you for views, right?
Yes.
What is that drama? What happened?
That's a great question. I wish I fully knew myself.
It was huge though. I know it broke the internet.
Yeah, it was like massive.
Yeah, like the gay TikTok.
Yeah. So I had a relationship like... that started public on the internet.
Yeah.
Was public on the internet and ended public on the internet.
You learn a lot from that.
Yeah.
Is everything too okay?
Much. Are we all right? Do you need water?
I'm popping a lot.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Navigating relationships is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Navigating lesbian relationships is even harder. Mm-hmm. And navigating relationships on the internet is...
Lesbian relationship on the internet.
And lesbian relationship God. On the internet is yeah. good night.
Yeah. Triple homicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really... It's tricky. And I'm young. Listen, yeah. like I...
There's not a rule book either. There's not a handbook.
There's not a rule book. There's been multiple cases where I have been... without a doubt used, whether that's for views, whether that's for money, whether that's for experience, like, and that is fine. It's happened multiple times.
I mean, it's not fine, but it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But specifically an instant, I was very deep in a relationship and I kind of just wanted it to fizzle. And yeah. we had kind of talked about it fizzling and I was fine with that. Like she was fine with that. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, I was being made out to be a very bad guy on the internet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's not cool. Like, because look, at the end of the day, I'm at this point in time, 19.
Yeah.
At this point in time, she was 23.
Yeah.
We're both very, very young.
Yeah.
There's no need for anybody on the internet to be the bad guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we've both messed up.
Which is a mature standpoint at 19.
Yeah. And I thank you. I tried to keep it clean because I've learned over the years the like power kind of that I can have with the internet. And I don't want to use that for ill ever. And I have, and I've messed up, absolutely, and I've learned from it. For example, with the CCB incident, like, I learned, like, that's not fun for me to shit on people on the internet. I don't like it. I have too much of a voice and too big of a platform to do that. And so now with relationships, I'm very careful, very sensitive, not
me
to post.
Taking this in. I'm like,
okay, yeah. I've learned what to share and what not to share, and I'm very proud of myself because I've had two talking to situations that the internet has never found out about.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel like I've learned. You know what I mean? And it's just good. It's better.
That's good. I feel like I get what you're saying from that situation. And it's hard because...
It's hard. And there's just a lot that the internet doesn't get to see. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I think once it was right in front of my face and I saw it and I was like, oh, there's a camera up and you're acting like this. And now the camera's away and you're acting like this.
And it's a shit feeling.
And the internet only sees what the camera was filming. They don't see what happens when it went away.
Oh my God.
And they believe what they saw.
And that's what was really hard for me to navigate is like, I knew what was going on, but there was no possible way for the internet to fully know. And so
without you using the power to be like,
So
you
once
don't
I realized
your audience. Yeah. I feel like once, that's really like mature though.
Once I realized there was no, it was a lose-lose situation. I was like, all right, well, I'd rather lose like this. You know what I mean?
And I feel like it's hard because you want to love freely. You're still just a person. You know what I mean? And having to learn from that, like, unfortunately, so many people look it's at you hard. As a meal ticket, you know, instead of who you are
even
as a
like
person.
My last two talking to situations, I've been like, no, they're not using me. There's no way they would be. And then after I'm done, I look at it and I'm like, fuck.
Well,
like,
when you're in it, if you can't see it from
I hope you have people around you who also are like, try to be aware of that. Like, I'm so great. I've had so many situations with Ari where he's like, Ari, like Tana, like, he wants to be in that TikTok and he wants to go on that plane and he wants to, you know, and it's just
and like, I just had this happen where I was with someone, not dating, not anything, but talking. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they like really launched TikTok, like really hard launch. And I was just like,
what a good time.
Yeah. I was like, that's a little convenient. You know what I mean? Like, I get the intention now why you wanted to be closer to me because you wanted... Again, like, you weren't using me for clout, but you were using me for experience and knowledge. And that's cool, but don't trick me to be in love with you. Like, I'll be your friend and do that. You know what I mean?
And just be honest about that 100%. Yeah. Like, it's just acting like out of nowhere. Like, I just really want to do this TikTok trend. I want to make an account and be on TikTok today.
Yeah.
It's like, how you... No, like, you know, which is just like a whole...
But it's hard. Fucking... It's been... It's... Out of all the things I've done, dating's been the hardest for sure. It's just, I don't know. And my life is very public. Everything about my life is public.
Yeah.
And my second relationship was with somebody who was public on the internet already. But like my first, for example, was massive learning because she wasn't on the internet. And so immediately when we started dating, I was like, how do we navigate this? Because I didn't want to shove it onto her. And she was very good. My first girlfriend was very good about being okay with whatever, but not ever doing it herself. Like, she didn't care. But if I was like, babe, there's this TikTok that couples are doing, are you down? She would be down. You know what I mean? Like, we had a very good dynamic.
And you'll find that again. It just is fucking hard.
It's just so hard. Yeah. My dad said the other day, oh my God, I love my dad so much. He's the best.
He's a G.
But he was like, love is so easy to find. You just have to look for it. And I was like, bitch, I've been looking.
I've been looking.
Like, I got binoculars. I got a fucking telescope. I got it all. I'm searching, dog. I got a map. I got it all.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's just, it's like a whole.
It's hard.
But you're going to find the most amazing person.
I am
you
the
are
best single friend right now.
Really?
Every single one of my people is in a relationship. Every single one of them.
Oh, my. And
I would make it everybody's problem. I would make everybody miserable.
Oh, my God. I'm like, fuck your happiness. I try to.
No, I just make them tell me the bad. Like, I am everybody's. Confide in, like, tell me the shit that's going on in your relationships. That way I don't want one.
That does help.
Oh wow, that's honestly
it works.
Smart.
That does help. Like, I don't want what you have.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh my God, we're so cute, we just went on a date. I'm like, what's your last fight about?
Yep.
Like,
yes,
that's,
I literally straight up asked my brother, I'm like, what do you and your girlfriend fight about?
Yeah.
I asked my best friend, I'm like, what do you guys, like, what's stressing you out right now?
That's I'm gonna start doing that. That's an amazing way to navigate.
It helps
that.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh my god, Northwest.
Oh, I love that little kiddo. She's awesome.
So what was that like?
Really cool. I mean, North is awesome. Kim was great. Kim is my favorite. You're gonna love this story. My favorite was North is at my house. North was little. North was only 5. This was probably 5 years ago. And She made a mess with slime. Like, yeah. Sequins went everywhere. And I am a YouTuber. Like, I don't give a crap. It's better for me. You know what I mean? Like, let it go everywhere. And it goes everywhere. The camera's cut. And Kim Kardashian, like, also, like, send the nanny. Like, I didn't expect Kim to come, but whatever. Kim came. Kim was like, where's your broom? Like, let me sweep this up. I was like, aww. Kim Kardashian, you are not about to sweep my floor. Get out of here.
That's sweet.
Like, imagine if I was like, oh, in the pantry, Cinderella.
Yeah, like, what? She really would have.
She so would have. She's so sweet. She.
What was her house like?
I've never been there.
Oh, they only came to your house.
Yeah, they only came to my house. We FaceTimed a bunch, sent her a bunch of stuff. She came to the concert. She came to my birthday party. It's just so sweet, so nice. The kids, of course, but Kim is awesome.
What does she smell like?
Beautiful.
Asking for a friend.
I knew it.
No, you're not. You're asking for yourself. Just like you would imagine.
I'm the friend.
Yeah. She looks just like you would imagine.
Yeah.
She smells just like you would imagine. Like, she's perfect.
And is North, like, so funny, Kanye? Like,
so this was at the time when North was still really little and she was really shy.
I remember seeing the video. North, like, didn't want to talk. But not I feel like all. Now I wonder what North would be like now, because now I feel like she's really come into herself.
I would FaceTime her and she would talk so much. She would talk with her friends. She would talk with me. She would sing. She would dance. Then at the house, she was, yes, no.
I get that. Yes, I was so shy. I would have had a stroke probably if I met you and I was fucking 5.
And the house, like, it's like straight up it's Disney very World. Like, the house that I think you see your face in your house maybe 50,000.
And also, it's really tricky for little kids to process that I'm the same as what they're seeing on YouTube. Like, they don't process that I'm a real human, you know?
Yeah, if I met Hannah Montana, it would have been, someone would have had to take me to the hospital.
Game over.
Literally the hospital.
She, oh my God, I met Miley in person and I literally shit my pants.
She is just
it makes me everything. Sick. I still like her so much. It's like unhealthy and I should probably be.
Same.
In institutionalized.
We all should be.
100. I'm the biggest Miley stan ever.
I just saw a thing, like, we were talking about the archive earlier. She said that she has 21 storage units with all the stuff that her fans have made her.
Really?
Miley. She keeps everything she said.
I need to start.
That means she still has my t-shirt that I gave her on the bangers tour.
JoJo, she has your t-shirt.
Oh
she
my
definitely.
God.
Who else do you stan?
Miley, Lady Gaga, Freddie Mercury, Elton John.
Have you met Elton John?
Oh yeah. He's.
What was that like?
So it's kind of funny. It's a good story. So it was
the best story.
My Miley story is also a really good one.
Need that one.
Okay, so I'll do Elton first, then Miley second. Miley's such a good story. So Elton, so it's his concert. I was 15. So I hadn't even gone on tour yet, for like context of how young I was. Mm. And I was about to go on tour. My tour tickets were on sale. Like,
crazy sentence.
Same, right? Same tour company, both with AEG. And so we were on the list for his meet and greet because it was his concert. And what happens, Elton, he wakes up and he decides, I'm gonna do my meet and greet or I'm not. And that day he woke up and he decided he was not going to do the meet and greet. Fine. Whatever. So it's
don't
before the show.
Don't give me any ideas. No, I'm just kidding. That's just a joke.
No, it's not. I almost said it before you did.
So he decided no. And then we're in our seats. And the president of AEG comes out to me. And she's like, change of plans. After the show, Elton wants to meet you. Come back to where we were. And I was like, cool, great. So we go back to where we were. We probably wait for like 20 minutes after the show. And we're chilling. And then we go into this room and there's like these few boys in there. And I didn't know who they were. And then after they introduced themselves, and then after my mom and I Googled who they were, and it was me and my mom in this room with two guys and Sacha Baron Cohen, who is so Borat.
Funny. Oh, so funny.
And then they're like, all right, JoJo. They took those boys in first because Sasha and Elton are close. And they took them in first. And then they're like, all right, JoJo, like, come on, Elton's ready for you. And so my mom and I go. And my mom, like, has her phone out videoing, yeah. right? And, I mean, I was expecting, like, walk in, take a selfie, and dip, right? Yeah. Like, quick. And the security was like, put your phone away. And we were like, oh, like, sorry. Like, okay, yeah. like, you don't want to do any wrong, right? So we go in, and we're in Elton's dressing room. And it's okay. me, my mom, Elton, his husband, Sasha, and the two friends, and that's it. Just squad in the dressing room, go in.
Dream blunt rotation.
Borat. Elton's like, hello, darlings. Like, braces my mom in a hug and a kiss on the cheek, gives me a big hug. He's like, it's so nice to meet you. You both are lovely. Did you enjoy the show? Like, so kind, so nice. He's like, take a look around, look at my jewelry, try on sunglasses, whatever you like. So then cut to him and Sasha are sitting on the couch together. And my mom and I for like 10 minutes have just been like staring at these sunglasses because there was never like a, well, it was nice to meet you cue for us to leave. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're just like awkwardly still standing there. He's like, just hang out. So we're hanging out. And then all of a sudden, Elton and Sasha started talking about the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Uh-huh.
And at this point in time, I am number one fan. Like,
yeah.
know every detail about this movie, every detail about the actors, every movie about Queen, like every detail
You're
about
so
Queen.
So well versed,
everything.
I love it.
Like, obsessed. Freddie Mercury single-handedly, while he's passed away, changed my life.
Yeah.
And so he's talking about it, and Elton and Freddie were best friends. And so he's talking about it, and I'm losing my mind looking at these sunglasses. I'm like, Mom, listen to what they're talking about. And then they get stuck, and they're trying to figure out who did the vocals in the movie.
You're like.
And Sasha was like, it's not Rami Malek that did it. Who was it? And Elton was like, yeah, who did it? It wasn't the actor. They used some of Freddie's vocals, but they mixed it with somebody else. What was that guy's name? And I'm sitting by the sunglasses. I'm like, it's Mark Martel. And my mom's like, what? And I was like, the guy they're trying to come up with, his name is Mark Martel. And finally, after like, they're stuck on this name for 5 minutes. Google it, right?
Yeah.
But finally, after like 5 minutes, I was like, it's Mark Martel, and I'm nervous. I'm 15, and Elton was like, what'd you just say? He kind of looked over, and I was like, the guy you're trying to think of, it's Mark Martel. And Elton was like, come join us. And so then I'm sitting on a couch. It goes Elton John, me, Sacha Baron Cohen. My mom and Elton's husband are chilling, and we just chat for 45 minutes, tell stories. We just kind of tell them what I'm about to do, like just all hanging out. Then we leave. I mean, it was the best night ever. Wow. When I came out to the world, like, a few days later, I got a random number call from the UK, and I was like, this is interesting. Answered it, like, kind of thinking it was a prank. Hello, it's Elton John. Called
You're
me.
Fucking
called me
lying.
When I came out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, called
JoJo.
Me. Unreal. And just talked for probably 10 minutes, saying how he was proud of me, and it just unreal. And then, yeah, he invited me to come to his LA show. I went to a show of his in Australia, met up with his husband there, like, just... Have had so many interactions, done some stuff with
that
his foundation.
That is so amazing. Like that is
that's
so
the sweetest story.
Cool.
I think it's the best thing ever when someone's awesome. Your idol and they supersede, you know, because people always say don't meet your heroes and it's scary, but when someone's your idol and you meet
it's
them.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for the Miley story?
I was ready for the Miley story.
All right, POV, it's the worst day of my life. It
okay.
is 2020.
I love the story already.
Okay.
It is the absolute worst day of my life. My mom calls me and she goes, JoJo, where the fuck is my wallet? And I was like, why are you yelling at me? I don't know where your wallet is. Your wallet, where'd you put it? Is it in the car? She's like, no, where'd you put it? You had it last. I was like, Mom, I have not seen your wallet. Like, I'm at tour rehearsals. She's driving on her way. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she was like, yesterday while we were eating, you threw the bag away and my wallet was in that bag. I think this is the end of the world. I go fucking dumpster diving to try to find her wallet. There's a big, like, big dumpster, right? I go dumpster diving.
Imagine, like, an
through the trash
fan walking
bags.
By. Like, is that JoJo Siwa on the dumpster?
Fully. My mom comes. She sees me in the dumpster. She's like, get out of there. We have this, like, big forgive moment. What happened was the dumpster had come and gotten picked up. Wallet was gone. Like, there was no... But I went for it. Like, it was the worst day of my life. I've never cried so much in my life, okay?
Yeah.
Anyways, So as we're walking back into my rehearsal studio, I hear, and where we rehearse, there's always people there. Like the rest of those days was the rooms with me, Meghan Trainor, Justin Bieber, Kanye West.
Oh my God.
That's the arrangement of the rooms. Gaga rehearses like, there, Ari, it? Everybody.
Like, what's the address?
Yeah, no, literally it's awesome to hang out there. So I'm walking back in and I hear 4x4 playing in the room and it's just a band, but I'm like, I know that beat. It's fucking 4x4 by Miley Cyrus. So I told my mom, I was like, that's Miley. Like, that's her song. So I go in and we hear no vocals, nothing. Then I'm on dinner break and I start hearing vocals. And I go back into my rehearsal with my choreographer and I told him, I was like, Richie, I would never do this. I will not be back in rehearsals tonight. I will be camping outside on this picnic table waiting for Miley to walk out so I can just see her, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's all I need. I've never met her. When I was little, I said, 2 years old, I said, I want to be a brain surgeon or Hannah Montana. Like, she's been my life. Oh. And so I sat at the picnic table for about 2 hours. And finally, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go in. I'm just going to go in. People come into your rehearsals all the time. Kanye's crashed my rehearsals. Megan's crashed my rehearsals. Like literally, it's like
Kanye's like, hey, JoJo.
He crashed an audition that I was having once. Like, it's like a thing at this place. So I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to grow a pair of balls, go in, poke my head and say, hi, I love you, and run out, right? I'm in different clothes. I'm in a JoJo t-shirt and costume pants because I went dumpster diving and I had to change. Like, it's just been a fucking day. Uh-huh. So I go in, and as I'm going to walk in, her security guard walks out. And I, like, quickly, like, press buttons on the vending machine to look like I was not suspicious.
Yes.
Run back out. And my mom was like, how was that? I was like, I didn't do it. Her security walked out. So then I was finally, like, 30 minutes later, I grew some courage again. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm mm-hmm. really going to do it this time. So I go in, and as I'm going in, her mom walks out, and I just start losing my mind.
I would have been like, just excited to see Tish.
Yeah, I like literally lost my mind, and I was just like, I thought I was going to get in trouble for like walking in there. And right behind Tish is Miss Miley Cyrus. And I was just like, I was just going to come in to say, I love you, and you're awesome, and you're amazing. I don't want to interrupt. And she was like, oh my God, you're JoJo, right? And I was like, yes. And she was like, yeah, I've seen you on the internet before. And I was like, or she was like, yeah, I've seen you on the internet before. Yeah. You know, her deep ass raspy voice.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, you have no idea. I was like, this has been the worst day of my life. Turned to the best day of my life. Like, I couldn't even speak. Like, we took a picture. I was losing my shit. She was, you know, just being like how I am with little kids. Like, she was just like being so kind, so nice, so fun. And I was just like, oh my God, you're my life.
What
like,
was
I love
she
you.
Wearing?
She was so cute. She was wearing like, she had these little like leathery pants on. And
was this in her like layering era?
This was in like rocker era. And so she was like, we're doing a full run through in 2 days. Do you want to come watch it? And I was like, fuck yes. Like lost my mind. That same day of that run through was supposed to be my friends and family show. And I walked into my rehearsals and I was like, guys, like cancel the friends and family show. I was like, push it later. I was like, I'm going to
don't have
this.
Friends and family anymore.
Yeah. Miley. I was like, just Miley. So then like I go home and like Miley messaged me on Instagram. I have a DM from Miley Cyrus. And she was like, hey, come to the studio at 7:00. And I was like, I will be there. Like, I don't know what time it was, but I was like, I'll be there. Went, watched her do a full performance. She like, it was like her friends and family show, but all her people were like watching, you know what I mean? And I was there having the fucking time of my life. It's a private Miley Cyrus concert.
I
will never forget. She sang Party in the USA and she changed the lyrics. So fun with my girls not around me. Stephen and Lena at a Nashville party. All the CEO stilettos. I guess me and JoJo never got the memo. I lost my mind. And then we did 4x4, and I know the dance to 4x4 from the Bangers Tour, so I got up and we did the dance together. She would swear, and she'd be like, sorry! We interacted the whole, she let me sing Wrecking Ball. I sang it off key. She said sorry to her vocal cords, because I threw her off. Like, just the best fucking, best human.
That is so iconic. She is the best.
That just ruined my day, because I can't handle how jealous I am. I'm not kidding.
That's like the one person
I'm like, I'm jealous of myself 3 years ago. Absolutely. The fact that I can't relive that day every day of my life, like it.
Worst day of your life to the absolute best day of your life, for sure.
Literally.
Have you ever met Gaga?
No.
So that's the bucket
list. That's coming next. That'll be
the
like
thing with Gaga is Richie is my choreographer, and Richie's also Gaga's choreographer. there have been days where, because she'll rehearse there too, he will run back and forth between rehearsals.
Uh-huh.
Between my rehearsal, her rehearsal, my rehearsal, her rehearsal. And he says all the time, he's like, come over. I was like, no, it has to be natural.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't pop in, but like, oh, I cannot wait for the day.
I just know she would love
it.
He said that he talks to her a lot about me. And like, there's like mutual love. Like, she's...
That's... I'm gagged for you.
I'm gagged. Yeah.
And just knowing you, it's going to be that, like, you're going to be in like a helicopter with her, like a space shuttle or some shit. Like, it's going to be like another insane story that tops it off.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
My dream is to be a Lady Gaga backup dancer. I know every single Lady Gaga
I don't know if that
dance.
Would be allowed, JoJo. I feel like people would be so excited that you were there.
Like selling out our own stadiums, trying to be a backup dancer in
someone
else's
but like,
stadium.
Imagine if, like, absolutely. it's like Josh Peck and Oppenheimer.
Brooke references Josh Peck and Oppenheimer.
I've done it every episode, the past seven episodes, but it's just like, so like, you it's can't pay so attention random. To anything else. Yep. Like, if I went to a Lady Gaga concert and JoJo Siwa was the backup dancer, I'd be like, JoJo.
I spent so much time in 2020 learning every single one of her dances. And I tell Richie all the time, I'm like, there will be a day where something happens to a dancer and you need somebody that knows every step in one phone call, and I will be that person. I tell them that all the time.
Wait, didn't she do that one time? She like brought a fan up in the middle of the concert and he knew every single like lick of choreography, like
that
everything.
That will be me one day.
She's in Vegas this weekend. I'm like, if you want to go.
Oh my god, we should go.
We just
tell me your celebrity crush. All this celebrity talk, and I have to.
I like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley, Billy.
Billy for sure.
Zendaya.
Yeah. So just taste all around. Yeah. Like, hottest
it's
ever.
It's interesting. Like I lean towards actually being attracted to masculine women.
Yeah.
I think Billy is like my.
I would love to see that crossover.
Right. Oddly, like.
It works.
It works oddly. Like it doesn't work so hard that like it actually might. You know
if
what
we
I mean?
See JoJo with like lime green hair next week, we'll know what's going on. For sure. Okay.
Yeah. What if she's awesome?
How funny that would be.
What? I want to just know, what's your death row meal?
My death row meal? Okay. I eat insanely healthy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have for like the last year and a half. All I would want on death row, it's my last day.
Yeah.
I want ramen noodles, pizza rolls, and Kraft mac and cheese. That's I want to throw it back to my fucking 10-year-old diet.
Absolutely.
I eat all of that literally right now.
Absolutely. Like, give me some extra cheddar blasted goldfish.
Oh my God, I just had those last
some
night. I swear to God.
Sour punch straws. Like, take the fucking smart sweets and throw them out. Absolutely. I want some real. I love smart sweets. They're all I eat now. But
I know.
Like,
I've been trying to eat those instead of candy, but it's not the same. They're amazing, but like a sour
I just
want to
feel like absolute crap before
That diabetes pack.
Yes. Give me donuts. Give me it all.
What else do I want to know? What's your biggest pet peeve?
Ooh, my biggest pet peeve. There's all like the small ones, like the breathing and the chewing of food and the like that's like that vibe for me. But then like... real pet peeve. Honestly, Special Forces got rid of a lot of my pet peeves because it just didn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like there was a day where literally like I used to be like a germaphobe. Like do not share drinks, do not share food, like nothing.
Okay, Howie Mandel. I didn't know.
Yeah, like wouldn't share, would maybe share with my mom if it was like necessary or with somebody like a girlfriend like or I've had a boyfriend as well, but like that was it.
Yeah.
And on Special Forces, there was days where, like, I literally would just, like, drink my water. You need water right now. Like, and, like, I would give it to, like, some of the boys first, and then I would drink right after them because it just didn't matter anymore, and it was either drink or don't.
That's probably a crazy experience. I can't even imagine.
I...
Like, just, like, it does take away all the little shit because you're so focused on, like,
and you don't get to speak living. To family. You don't get to speak to the world. You don't have your phone. You don't get to talk to the outside world. You, anytime you... have a moment of celebration, you are knocked back down to zero.
Yeah.
There are countless
and you
stories.
Chose to do this. You were like, I chose to do this.
Second I got the offer, I said yes. Like, yeah. I saw season one and was like, why am I not a part of this?
Yeah.
Going into it, I thought I knew what to expect.
Yeah.
Being there, I've never been on a show that I
Abby Lee is nothing in comparison to.
No, literally nothing, yeah. nothing. But I... Like, whenever I talk about Special Forces in length, I call it selection. So selection means show, and recruits means cast.
Yeah.
And, like, whenever I talk about it, like, I literally will be, like, during selection. Because, like, you never thought it was a part of a TV show.
Oh, because it's just, like, you don't care that you're being filmed. You're doing shit that's so...
You are just there. And you are in it. And there is no, like... The only time the wall broke of the TV show really was some tasks you would see cameramen, but they would wear our same outfit, so they really blended in.
Yeah.
And other times, we got mic'd twice a day. They'd have to change our batteries. Mm. But you couldn't talk to the crew. They wouldn't talk to you. Like, the same guy mic'd us, and you couldn't talk to them. Like, there was never...
So you could only talk to the people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your favorite cast member?
Me, Tyler Cameron, and Nick Vile got really close.
Yeah.
Those three, like, us three are, like, brothers and sister, obviously. They're, like, brothers to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like being with Blac Chyna? Like, what was she like? I think it's cool that she chose to do that.
I do, too.
I think it's... Her rebrand is so cool. Like, crazy.
Yeah. She was really cool. She had some beef with some people that I, like... was like zoning out for, because like, sleep when you can.
Yeah.
And so like, I woke up and was like, what's going on? And like, couldn't get into the drama. Like, I don't know what actually ended up happening. Yeah. I still don't know to this day. But she's beautiful. Like, I didn't know what to expect with her. She's great.
Wow, I love that.
Honestly, everyone on Forces was awesome.
I feel like in all the time that I've known and seen you, you can tell that really did change you, but just you are like really maturing, being completely... You've always been who you are, but I mean, like, I just feel like this is fucking JoJo. This is your moment. You're one of those people, and I don't think this a lot about anyone, but like, I'm so excited to see what the future holds for you.
Thank you.
Who is JoJo in 10 years?
Oh man, I wish I knew.
I love that.
I see like four mom, paths JoJo. For me. Yeah, I'm the thing I'm most excited about is to be a mom. I cannot wait to be a mom. I can't wait to have babies. Right now I want twin boys and a baby girl. That's my phase I'm in right now. But I mean, it changes all the time, and I'm going to be happy with whatever little nuggets I end up with. But I want to tour. I want to perform. That's my like passion.
So there's no like fall off Wyoming moment. Like you're going to be doing the damn thing.
I want to be doing the damn thing. Right. Yeah, I really do. And if my life takes me somewhere else, you know, it does. And I don't try. Listen, I've tried to predict the future, and I've planned two weddings and I've planned babies with people. And I clearly was wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I think after I planned my second wedding and I was wrong, I was like, okay, no more planning anything.
Absolutely. Honestly, I'm the same way when people ask me that. I'm like, listen, let's get through tomorrow.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I was just curious. That's the plan. But you have no idea how much it means to us to have you on Cancel.
Oh my God, I love being here.
Like, I'm literally in awe of you. I think that's the craziest.
You have,
like,
the craziest, you have the craziest life story, and you are definitely just doing, I feel like, Make-A-Wish right now. You doing
get out of here. I know. You're doing Make-A-Wish for my 12-year-old self.
You are so, so, so sweet. And thank you so much, JoJo. See you all for coming on the Canceled podcast.
Anytime.
And we'll be there at the Special Forces premiere.
Yes, week two, it's going to start.
I can't wait.
Thank you, JoJo.
I'm like, I'm going to see Tyler Cameron. buy her books and blenders and bows and whatever else
get
is out there
here.
And watch Special
Forks,
Special
spoons,
Forces.
Plates.
We love you, JoJo.
Oh, I love y'all.
The Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.